So our spirits know. They don't need external evidence. Our spirit man does not need external evidence to believe something to be true, right? We believe him to be true, God's presence inside of us. We know he's faithful. We know who we are. So essentially, supernatural faith flows from our true identity in Christ. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, of course, Liz Wright. And in our conversation today, in our time together today, I want to share with you some revelation and some expanded understanding that Holy Spirit has been giving me. It's all been flowing from an encounter that I had last week with Jesus, some of which I have shared with our International Mentoring Community family. But it's profoundly important revelation. And once applied, this truth moves us into a very different experience in our Christian walk. It actually moves us to a supernatural experience, which is obviously true Christianity is a supernatural experience, right? And so it's all about moving from living in emotionally generated, soul generated faith to living in spiritual, supernatural faith, which is, as we know, it's the gift of God to us. It's the capacity to believe that flows from Holy Spirit. Whew, holy. Wow. Feel his presence already. Wow. Within us, right? Because obviously we know Holy Spirit's home is our spirit man now. And when we are living this way, living from our spirit, living in supernatural faith continually, walking through our daily lives, like I said, it's a very, very different life that we're living. So I wrote down a flow of just revelatory understanding, and I wanted to share it with you to just expound a little bit on what I mean, what the difference is between these two states of faith. And you'll recognize it in your own life, because I think we've all done both. And Holy Spirit wants to bring us into a consistent experience of walking in supernatural faith and the resulting supernatural rest that comes from it, which becomes the foundation of our interior life, our constant default position, so to speak. Like it's just a game changer. It shifts us into a supernatural experience, like I said. So this is what I wrote in a flow as I was sitting with Holy Spirit, and he was just expanding this understanding inside of me. And I really feel it's part of what he's doing at the moment. He's bringing us to be a supernatural church. We already are, but in terms of our consistent experience and to live in the benefits of why Jesus died, right? He wants us living in the experience of kingdom reality all the time. And so this is a how-to key for you. And I'm going to not just share about it, but help give us heart language to take us into a reset, to really shift us from any form of emotionally generated faith where we're just gritting our teeth, trying to believe God for situations in our life from the outside in, instead of flowing from the inside out and being in that place of rest. So just listen to this, okay? So our souls, hugely different way of life. Our souls, mind, emotion, will, right? See to believe. They need external evidence. There our emotions, right, are reacting to life's experiences, forming beliefs because of what's happening to us, responding to what's going on in our external world. Our soul was created by God for that purpose, to interact with our external world, right? And so our souls see to believe. Hugely different to supernatural faith. Our spirits believe to see. Completely different. This might sound very obvious, but when we live this way all the time, we shift effortlessly into a life of internal rest, believing him by every situation supernaturally. So our spirit believes to see. Supernatural faith dispenses through us from our spirit through our union with Holy Spirit, right? Christ in us now. And it's a fruit of our union. It's a fruit. It's the supernatural faith of Jesus dispensing from his spirit inside of us out through our soul, enabling us to live in rest because we know he's got our back. We know he's going to bring forth the experience into our world of his promises for every given situation. He's going to reveal himself through us. So our spirits know. They don't need external evidence. Our spirit man does not need external evidence to believe something to be true, right? We believe him to be true. God's presence inside of us. We know he's faithful. We know who we are. So essentially, supernatural faith flows from our true identity in Christ. So listen to this. When our soul is trying to believe, so when we're gritting our teeth, trying to believe God for a breakthrough situation that we're dealing with, this is how we know that we're doing it in our own strength. So this is brilliant to be able to discern quickly. Am I walking in supernatural faith right now? Is my spirit in ascendancy in my interior life? One with God, leading, yielded to Holy Spirit, or am I being emotionally led right now in my capacity to try and trust the Lord? So when our soul is trying to believe, we can panic. We feel overwhelmed. We can feel overwhelmed. We can become exhausted very quickly and stressed out through striving to believe God. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, I just want to stop there for a moment. I really feel him. We've all done this, right? So take heed for you now. And I encourage you to listen back to this. If you start to feel overwhelmed and you are not in rest, listen to this key again, because it will enable you to reset. And I'm going to give us language, like I said, to help us move forward into this. And so then when I had the experience of Jesus, he spoke clearly to me. He showed me himself inside of our spirits as the treasure chest, like it says in Colossians. He is the great treasure, Christ in us. And he showed me that he is longing to open to us deeper experience of him, deeper knowledge of him for all of us. Wow. That this deepening experience and this grace he's releasing to us right now, which is that he's enabling us to shift into living supernaturally, into supernatural Christianity, into believing him all the time to see his promises manifest in our life, believing him supernaturally, our eyes flooding, our spiritual eyes flooding with light. He's taking us deeper into rest, into supernatural capacity to believe him, and into knowing even more of the great treasure of who he is. And he's giving us an increased ability to truly treasure him as the priority of our life. to be able to sit in that place internally of rest and trust. Like I said, our eyes flooding with light, Jesus unveiling more of who he is to you, to me. So I want to give us heart language to reset. So if you're listening to this and you're going, yep, that's me. I am wrung out. I am, you know, it may have literally just been the light bulb's gone on for you and you realize why I'm exhausted spiritually, because when that happens, we're doing our Christian walk, our spiritual walk from our soul, from the outside in, from our emotions, instead of our emotions being bathed with peace, because our spirit is believing, our spirit is in ascendancy. One scripture, and then let's just dive in to the heart language and reset into this way that is all of our privilege now. Oh, this is new creation life. God, I'm feeling Holy Spirit so strongly. He's really on this truth at the moment. He wants us all experiencing the fullness of what's happened to us. Why the early church were just ecstatic, because they were living out of their new nature in God, living from the strength of the union that we now have in Jesus, spirit-led, fully sensitized, fully awake in the awareness of Christ in us, able to just live that constant flow of life, resting, trusting, expecting his goodness, speaking things forth into being by faith, because they were seeing, wow, life from his perspective. 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. He is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So everything that we're to receive from the Lord is to be spiritually discerned, right? Received into this earthly experience through the doorway of our spirit, of our spiritual union, our spiritual oneness. Faith being the center of it, really, the capacity to just know, just rest, live, like I said, from our true identity in Jesus as a new creation, being as his son or daughter of the living God, just knowing, resting, knowing who we are as supernatural people and moving forward in life from that place of strength. Okay, so what I encourage you to do right now is to re-engage into God consciousness, re-engage into the awareness that you are a spiritual being who has a beautiful, powerful soul who lives in a body. So just begin to be aware. And then as spiritual beings, we're going to correct the order, so to speak, spirit, so that we're spirit yielded to Jesus, one with God, home of God, spirit over soul in a body. So as we start to use this language, what we're effectively doing is embracing our soul, settling our soul down and lifting our soul out of the stress of trying to lead our life, our spiritual life, trying to trust God in our circumstances, trying to discern the things of the spirit without the help of the spirit. So to release us from the pressure, reorder ourselves on the inside, parenting ourselves, right? Spiritually parenting ourselves. And it's so easy to do this. And it's, like I said, it's life changing. It's a different life experience when we move into this place. Holy Spirit. So just become aware for a few moments of yourself inside as a spirit being. Being aware that you are having emotions. You are having emotional responses to certain situations in life. So think about something you're dealing with that you've been maybe trying to trust the Lord with. You know, is it a difficult relationship you're in, or is, you know, sickness in your body or financial lack or just something that's just, you know, you, it's personal to you, right? There's so many things that are, that we all face, you know, going through life. If you just think of yourself, or perhaps it's a situation where you're struggling to forgive, you know, or you're emotionally reacting and you're tangled up in that emotional response, that drama that's not resolved yet with somebody in your life. It's an important situation to see resolved. Just reflect on it for a moment and observe yourself having that emotional reaction to that situation. Or the sick, a sickness, you know, somebody that you love sick. Just observe yourself within, sitting as a spirit being. Whoo, holy. Wow. Wow, I can actually feel Holy Spirit sensitizing you right now back into conscious awareness of His Spirit inside of you, that you are actually, as a spirit being right now, resting in His presence. Aware that you're having an emotional reaction to that situation that you've just been reconsidering. And when you do that, you realize, I'm not my emotions. I'm a spirit being who has this glorious soul that's able to respond and interact with life and form beliefs and so on. But my reality, my identity, is not dependent on my external world. I don't need those circumstances to convince me of what's eternal truth, right? I am a spirit being who has a soul that's interacting with life. So the moment that we start to tune back into this awareness, oof, I can really feel Holy Spirit helping us all do this right now. When you do this and you just settle down, you shift internally and reconnect with this truth that you are a child of God. Reconnected, a spirit being, reconnected in your experience now to our Father, to Jesus, to Holy Spirit housed within you. Holy. So now from this place, here's the heart language, to let your soul become free of carrying the burden of trying to be a faithful Christian in your own strength. And as soon as this shift starts to happen, Holy Spirit will bubble up inside you and give you divine perspective, and your supernatural faith, you will know what to expect, what to decree in that situation that's been burdensome for you from this place. And you'll be set free to be able to just freshly enjoy Jesus and to go deeper with Him, deeper into the one who is our greatest treasure, to know even Him even more deeply. Wow. So let your heart flow with this language, speaking to your beautiful soul, your powerful soul, from you as a spirit being, one with God, one with Christ in you. Beautiful soul, mind, emotions, will. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy. I really feel Holy Spirit very strongly right now. Very strongly. This is such an important moment for you. It's a reset moment. This is a reset key that you can use for the rest of your life whenever you need this. This is profound, life-changing truth. holy. The Lord's all over it. He's in you. He's with you always. You are a new creation in Christ. You have always been royalty. Holy, we were just under shrouds of deception that created a sensation of separateness. We were just contaminated by the evil one, and it's been dealt with completely. And now you don't have to live in soul power, in your strength anymore. You don't have to live under the influence, the impact of the sin nature or the realm of darkness attacking your life. You rule over the darkness, right? That's the freedom and the privilege and the authority that we each carry now, because we carry Christ in us. And this truth, he's exploding in us all over again. Christ in us, the treasure chest of God. Christ, who is our treasure, our greatest treasure. Like I said, like Colossians says, he is our greatest treasure. He is our source of strength. He is life. He is the solution to everything. He's the authority over everything we face. And all that he is, all the promises of God are realized from this place. As we sit back in our spirit, living in the privilege and the grace of supernatural faith that enables us to simply know, like I said, from a place of identity and expect, live in excited expectation of the intervention of Jesus in our lives. We just continually increase in being a living testimony. Our lives are his story unfolding. No longer emotionally led, bumping around, exhausted in our own strength, but spiritually led, our souls able to just enjoy and interact with life. Okay. Mind, emotions, will. I release you from trying to lead in the area of believing, of trusting God. I release you. Wow. This be so real for you. Just embrace in your arms your own being, your own soul, with your spirit. You are powerfully loving yourself right now. You are powerfully parenting, spiritually parenting. This is life transforming. I release you from trying to lead in the area of believing, of trusting God. Wow. I can feel the peace coming. Wow. I release you from feeling alone and separate from God. I release you from feeling confused, overwhelmed, chaotic, stressed out, uncertain, unstable. I release you from carrying a responsibility that you were never created to hold. I release you fully from the weight and the stress of emotionally generated faith. I release you from any feelings of panic and overwhelm that have come as a result of trying to keep on believing. I release you from trying in your own strength to do what you were never designed to do. I release supernatural rest to you now. I am the one who discerns Father's presence, from my union. And I now release you to enjoy and experience his presence, bathing you with oil, with rest, coming through to saturate you through the doorway of me as a spirit being. I release you to tuck under in right order my leadership as one spirit now in union, fused with God. We were created to live this way as Yahweh's perfect one. I release you into full supernatural rest now. We now live in supernatural faith and rest from true identity, spiritually reconnected, spiritually home, living here from the inside out. External life circumstances no longer defining us, but our Father does. Wow. Feel the burden and the pressure lifting. Whew. Jesus, I now peer into the treasure chest of you. I step into spirit-led, spirit-filled faith as my experience continually. With my senses freshly attuned to you, engulf me, Jesus. Engulf my whole being now. You are my greatest treasure. You are the faith that enables me to believe and see you and your promises realized in my life. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy. Holy. Thank you, Jesus, for the life-changing key of revelation understanding that you have given to us today, the experience with you that has shifted our life experience from struggling to believe to supernaturally believing. Thank you, Lord, for opening this next level of understanding of who you are to us. Thank you, Jesus. Holy. Amen. Amen. Stay with him if you can. Listen to this over and over until your whole being just completely shifts into total rest and Holy Spirit filling you all over again. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done today. Have the most beautiful week. Spirit-led living, supernatural faith dispensing through you for every situation that you face. You're going to see massive breakthrough in your life because of this. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. Jesus said to me, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And he has. We now have people from all over the world as part of what has now become known as the International Mentoring Community, gathering together at his feet every week, and he is moving powerfully. And I want to invite you to come on this amazing journey together with us. Come and join the IMC.